compensation, please.
Many of the 5 million passengers that fly to Abuja annually do so from here, the Lagos airport. But some passengers don't want to fly to Kaduna and then go by bus to Abuja. They say motorists can be robbed or kidnapped on the Kaduna-Abuja highway. Stanley Achonu, who flies to Abuja every week, is one of those who have chosen not to go via Kaduna. He said for safety reasons, he will not travel to Abuja until the airport is reopened.
It's a long trip to go to Kaduna. I don't think I can, you know, do the stress of coming to the airport in Lagos and then doing another 2 hours drive from Kaduna to Abuja. It's totally not worth that stress. And I don't think I feel very comfortable with security on the road. Considering how frequently I travel, I don't think I feel very safe using that road during the period.
Ethiopian Airlines is the only international airline that has agreed to fly to Kaduna. The others say Kaduna Airport is too small and poorly equipped to take the large number of flights being diverted there. Sylvester Odiong Ahene, an expert in international relations from the Lagos State University, says this has implication for Nigeria's image.
It is clear that the foreign airlines will not have confidence in the facilities that you have in Kaduna. And so they would rather take the best option out of it by suspending their flights. And again, it has far-reaching impact on the image of the country. You know, it gives the picture of a country that is not working, which I think that Nigerian governance actors should worry about.
The airport closure will affect the easy movement of passengers and goods in and out of the Nigerian capital. There are fears this will affect the economy and the running of government. Some stakeholders suggested that repair work be carried out at night while the airport is kept open in the daytime in order not to hamper the free flow of passengers and cargoes in and out of Abuja. But the government rejected the suggestions. Nigeria's Minister of State for Aviation, Hadi Srika, said the runway had to be shut down completely. There had been numerous incidents of potholes on the runway, damaging airplanes.
The entire structure of the runway has failed. The runway was designed for 20 years to cater for not more than 100,000 passengers per annum. Today, it's doing over 5 million passengers per annum and is there for 34 years.
The airport is supposed to remain shut until the 19th of April. But in a country where government projects often suffer long delays due to official bureaucracy, it will not come as a surprise if the repair work at the airport extends beyond its scheduled completion date. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.